The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking to all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. The Pope, the Bishop of Rome, has many glorious titles. He is our Holy Father. He is the successor of St. Peter. He is the Supreme Pontiff. He is His Holiness. But the one title that sums them all up together is, he is the servant of the servants of God. Right, in God's kingdom, the more exalted someone is, the more they're called to service of others. And we look at the most exalted of all human beings, Our Lady. She made herself the handmaid of the Lord. And what do we know from tradition? When God revealed his plan to the evil one, what was his response to the act of creation and the fact that the Son of God would become man? He said, "Non serviam, I will not serve." Right? I would never abase myself. I will never humble myself below another. And it's what we find in Judas. Right? Our Lord says, I know those I have chosen, and there's one of you that would never wash the feet of another. Right? Judas would not put himself below someone. He wanted to be above. He wanted authority. He wanted control. He wanted power. And it's something that all of us, in our own ways, have to grapple with. Interestingly, the words that our Lord chooses, he says, the one who ate my bread has raised his heel against me. When do we hear of a heel? At the beginning of sacred scripture, when the serpent is going to attack Our Lady, she will raise her heel and crush his head. And here is the evil one trying to inverse things through Judas to raise his heel against our Lord through the crucifixion. I just finished a little book by a woman who had the charism of seeing the souls in purgatory. And she was asked this. She said, how can we avoid purgatory completely and go straight to heaven? She said, there's only one way, and that is humility. Humility drives away the evil one. And she said, you look at the good thief on the cross. How is it possible that a man who deserved corporal punishment, who deserved to be crucified, how did he go straight to heaven? She said, because of the most profound act of humility on the cross, that he would accept his death as part of God's plan because he deserved it. And so his death became an act of service to God. My brothers and sisters, may we ask our Lord for the grace that we might serve God in all things, in every act of our life, in all that we do, that we might do it out of love for him and so serve him in doing it.